Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the Philly Auto Show. Penn State fell short in their quest for a national championship, losing to Notre Dame 27-24. Their standout defensive end, Abdul Carter from Philadelphia, declaring for the NFL draft this morning. He's expected to go early in the first round. Eagles-Packers, Sunday 4:30 at the Link in their wild card matchup. Birds will practice at the Link again this afternoon. Lions is the top NFC seed. They are off on their bye. Offense coordinator Ben Johnson and defense coordinator Aaron Glenn with five head coaching interviews next, each starting last night and going through tomorrow night. It's time to fuel Philly. The auto show returns January 11th to the 20th. Fill with the latest models, classics, and customs. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com for details. Weather brought to you by Helen's Sausage House. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 25. Helen's Sausage House, with locations in Smyrna and Newark, Delaware, for over 40 years. Breakfast, lunch, and catering online. HelensSausage.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, NFL picks for Wild Card Weekend. We'll get to that shortly. John and I are in a very tight battle for who's going to win our picks for this year, obviously with only a few, you know, selections remaining through the postseason. John is a half a game in front of me.
Wow.
He's got
that really is close.
He's got a tie when I got a loss. So literally it's...
This might be the closest. I know you guys have had close ones, but this heading into the playoffs is as close as ever been.
I mean, I would assume so, because the only way it could be closer is to be
tied. Yeah.
So it's... You know. All right, so quick NBA point, just another aggravating NBA reality. Jimmy Butler has reportedly told the Miami Heat, you know, obviously we all know, you know, they're headed to a divorce, but he only wants to play for the Suns. Great. It's great.
That's unbelievable.
It's really good for the league. Really helps.
I think that's, really great for the league, but it's like this is the league.
This is the league. Yeah, and this is where, you know, they just got to get control of their product, because we all know what this does. It puts the Heat in a position where, you know, you can trade him to someone else and he'll be unhappy there. And really, that's not going to happen, because that almost never happens. And then the Suns get to swoop in and get him undervalued. And if not, he can sign there as a free agent. It's just more NBA nonsense. I don't want to spend much time on it, but I just wanted to, you know, I mean, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, it's just soul-crushing that this is allowed to continue, and there's just no way out that you can foresee.
It's horrible. All right.
Yeah.
Horrible loss for Penn State. Let's listen to the two Penn State clips that really were the determining factors in an otherwise incredibly close game. I mean, it was still close. But the two biggest plays, obviously, were the interception and the field goal to win it. Let's listen in sequential order. About 40 seconds to go, and just a massive, massive mistake by Penn State's quarterback.
Aller hit as he throws, and it is intercepted! Christian Gray picks it off! Time tonight, Snead came on a blitz.
And it was a huge mistake by Drew Aller. Wants to work left, works all the way back, and you can never throw lane over the middle. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. You want to make a play for your team, but you cannot throw it blind from that far away.
I certainly agree with Coach Ramil when he joined us an hour ago. You just feel bad for the kid. I mean, it was brutal. And he did not play a good game. I mean, even up until that point. He had, you know, some moments, obviously. But for the most part, inaccurate. And it cost them opportunity. So that was a big missed opportunity for Penn State. I am proud they're back. That's a good thing. But, man, they had a shot to win this whole thing. They lost it last night. They specifically lost it in the end, the very end. Because after that, you know, all Notre Dame had to do was, you know, run a couple plays, get a little closer for a field goal, and bang in a 41-yarder.
Horrendous decision. Horrendous.
Yeah. Well, I don't agree with the
choice.
I was okay with the decision.
To throw the ball in.
The quarterback decision.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were saying the Franklin decision.
The choice by the quarterback to throw the ball out to put the ball in that spot. But it was an incredible play by the DB, diving interception to win that game. Here's the thing, though. Penn State being in the Final Four, even though that's not the Final Four, that is an achievement.
It
is.
An
accomplishment
big.
In the eyes of all the kids who are now being recruited.
Yeah.
Penn State won. I mean, no, even though they lost last night, massive, massive cachet in the eyes of all the kids across the country who are looking at where they want to play their college football.
Yeah, it's a big leap.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. But unfortunately, in the end, they lost on a field goal in the final couple seconds.
Yep.
To give Notre Dame the lead in the final seconds. 41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good!
You know, it was a good call by Sean McDonough. He revved it up.
Great call. Great
call. For those that don't know, he's been around so long, he was the announcer of the 93 World Series.
I know. It was when I saw him there, I go, he's still doing it.
And his dad was around forever before that,
too. Oh, my
God,
his dad was a big name.
Legend.
A legend, like an actual legend, yeah.
Yeah, pro football reporter. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, our NFL pick shortly, drop of the week thereafter. Richie in Northeast Philly right now. What's going on, Richie?
Joe, John, the rest of the morning team, in a world full of negativity, let me tell you that as somebody who gets to work with headphones on the night shift, you guys at 5:57 in the morning are just a beacon of sunshine in my day every single day. And
thank
you guys, every one of you, enough for what you provide people like me out there who listen while we work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
That's really cool.
So nice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very kind.
And Joe, I wanted to ask you something. You said earlier that your beat the hammer win percentage is 86-point-something%, and it went up today. What's better, your beat the hammer percentage or your free throw percentage, buddy?
Wow. I guess beat the hammer, because I'm normally about 80% on free throws. So I would say
normally about. Well, so wait, one time you finished above.
But I'm
how many times did you finish below?
I think
below?
When I ran your Villanova numbers, you were above Jordan, weren't you? You were like 84,
yeah, I was.
85.
Yeah, I was 41 of 49.
Ooh, but do we have to point, above Jordan is not appropriate. That's not an appropriate way to delineate.
And, Richie, I didn't need to stick my tongue out to show off. I mean,
but that would look disgusting.
It would. It would.
Can you imagine
as you're shooting free throws, no less?
Just stationary. Just
if
standing
you remember,
there.
For those that missed it, which is most people that weren't there, I was hamming it up, though, at the crowd. I was trying to rev them up at times.
No, you were. You were.
You know, it was fun.
You were a showman.
I was a showman. I was trying to be.
I think after Nick Sirianni saying the other day he could
the
shoot
stationary
free throws,
showman.
Get him out of Villanova next year.
Well, that would be Sirianni. Fun.
You got to write that down.
Sirianni.
Yeah, stationary showman is good.
Well, listen, we're going to do that event again, Richie. We're going to expand it. You know, it might be more in the summer than the spring. We're trying to figure that out. But,
it would be nice to see you versus Coach Sirianni. It would be nice.
Yeah, but I don't want to hang an L on him.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Sure.
I mean, obviously I would win. I mean, come on.
No, he said he's 80-plus.
And that was in games that matter with real people, you know?
Yeah, with people. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
With pressure on.
All right, Richie, give me an
Eagles
point. Eagles
point.
Yes, sir.
After listening to people smarter than I have been all week long, I'm feeling confident. I think this is one of those. The Packers are a good team, don't get me wrong. But I think we're rested, we're home, we got the crowd, and these injuries that the Packers have, while they're a good team, I still think we're going to take care of business.
I agree with that.
Two-score game, and we'll be comfortable.
Two-score would be beautiful. All right, Richie, give me the best side character ever in a television show.
Good evening, everybody. Norm!
Oh, yeah. Norm's a good one.
Good answer.
Norm is a classic answer. I love that answer. All right, speaking of answers, let's give you the answers right now for the NFL playoff games, the lines, and who we're picking. Let's rev up our NFL picks for week one of the playoffs.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
Otherwise known as week 19, and it is razor thin the margin. So we made picks in the holidays. Text message. James, did you put them out on social media, our picks?
I did not. Sorry about
all
that.
Right. Well, James is the one person that can verify they happened.
I have them, yes. What you're saying is correct. My bad.
All right, so in the picks over the holidays, in the first week, John went 2-1. Christmas week when I went 3-0. Last week, New Year's week, John went 1-2 when I went 2-1. So the margin.
So picking the games that don't matter.
Well, I thought James
everyone's
was put...
resting their
no, he's
starters.
Not saying that I didn't put it out there. He's saying that he's talking about picking Week 18 games.
Yeah. Well, John's a little salty, probably.
It was ridiculous.
If the public didn't see them, I can understand you being a little upset.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
I thought James
that's not what he's talking about, Joe. Trying to spin it around me. It's not what Richie's talking about.
Huh? What are you talking about, John?
What are you talking about, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm confused now.
No, you're saying that he was talking about me not putting him out. He's talking about the fact you had to pick Week 18 games and you won the games that don't matter.
Yeah.
Well, they all matter in the National Football League. All right, John is 27-24.
Really.
I am 27-23-1. Unbelievable. All right, so we have written. Our picks are on paper, meaning I'm not going to change mine because John picks someone, and I'm trying to pick someone else because I'm the one behind him right now. Okay, John, first selection. What do you got?
Yeah. So you are scrambling.
Yeah, I hope to pick different than
to
you.
Make up. Look,
I'm showing our engineer Dave Breitmeyer. Those are my picks. So there's no phony baloney here. John,
I wrote.
What do you got?
I did not write mine, Joe. Oh, okay. I typed them.
Oh well, same thing.
Is that acceptable?
Yes, sir.
And now I need to find them. All right, Chargers. I'm going to take the Chargers -2.5. I like Jim Harbaugh a lot. I like John Harbaugh a lot. I think this time he has the proper formula to win in the NFL, and he's been applying it to college. He was applying it back when he was in San Francisco. They're gonna continue to do well this time of year.
I'm gonna give you a disclaimer before my picks. I don't really like my picks. I don't like these games. I'm confused by them, but I'll give you three and one right now. Pittsburgh +9.5 at Baltimore. Just it's a hefty line. Look, Baltimore's probably gonna be up 7-0 5 minutes
into the
game.
They don't have Zay Flowers, right?
I know, they have a better team. But I'm going Pittsburgh +9.5 at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm Steelers 9.5 also.
Yeah.
It's too big a line. I know that the Steelers have been trending the wrong way, and Baltimore really has a lot of momentum, and everyone seems to love them. Everyone seems to think they're going to the Super Bowl. I disagree. This is a divisional rivalry. I know Lamar's playing his best football ever, but the Steelers have a lot of pride. That's a huge number.
It's a big line. Give me some Bo Nix action. I don't even love this game because Josh Allen will probably be up 7-0 5 minutes into the game. Denver +8.5 at Buffalo. It's a big line. Bo Nix has been impressive. Sean Payton's been impressive. Better team than expected in Denver. I'm going to go with Buffalo winning this game by 2 touchdowns until a late Denver score, helps me out here. Denver +8.5.
Wow. I mean, I think Nix is good. I think that's a good coach. He's going to bring him along. Eagles are my last pick, -4.5. I do think they'll win by multiple scores in this game. It could be a 10-pointer. And I feel really confident about our chances this week, next week, all the way up until we're in Detroit.
Yep.
Will it get neck and neck?
All right, I'm going Minnesota -2.5. It's not really at the Rams, neutral site. Minnesota, who's been a better team this year, to be a better team on Monday, Minnesota -2.5. All right, those are our selections. Drop of the week. We always have some fun with that right around this time. Let's crank it up. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall? Yourself, Seltzer. What are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. We actually have two carryovers. We've not done drop of the week for 2.5 weeks. So two I wanted to get in here. So these are from the past 2 weeks. Then we'll get to the new week. This one, just a really funny line from Jason Kelce. No offense, John, at your offense. But a line about the return of the fullback here. Really
That's good
stuff. That was a good line.
That was awesome.
That's a great line.
Right?
Hey, by the way, really good line. Let me remind you, drop of the week brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia tonight at 6 o'clock for the Bud Light Wildcard Eagles Pep Rally. Win tickets to this weekend's game and merchandise.
That might get some people out there.
It may. Chickies and Pete, 6 o'clock to win tickets tonight, and a strong start to Drop of the Week with Kelsey with a zinger at Richie.
All right, one more from prior to this week, and it was from Drop of the Year. This reaction, so we played Joe to camera, not knowing that a frog had four legs. Played the audio, then we're reacting to the audio, and this happened. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore.
I didn't know it.
Wow.
Guys, this was... When did this happen?
This is after we just played the audio, yeah, making fun of you for thinking that there were two legs on a frog. That happened after that.
And James's complete disbelief is the best part of that.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
You've
never been underneath a frog, so you don't know how many legs they have. We didn't focus enough on that in the moment. You still, after all of this,
this was a month ago,
Joe. That conversation was like a month ago or something. You still don't know how many legs a frog has.
How many does a giraffe have?
Well, it's either two or four. I mean, you can see it. I mean, it's tall. It's like the Statue of Liberty tall. A giraffe has, let me think here. So there's front and back. Hold on. A giraffe.
Oh, my God.
I guess it's four. I want to say it's two in the front. It's like a car. Two tires in the front, two in the back.
Yeah, it's not walking around like a T-Rex.
Who has four legs all together?
What are you talking about? Do you think of animals like in cartoons where they kind of stand up and walk around?
I don't think of this stuff.
Animals walk on four legs.
But my point is I could figure out. I didn't know that.
Quadrupedal.
Well, we're an animal.
Yes, but we're human.
We
walk on two legs. We changed it up.
Okay.
We evolved into two-legged.
We're not sure you've evolved.
No, very clearly. All right, let's keep it rolling. We got our first Joe voice crack of the year. That one was okay. Luckily, we got another Joe voice crack.
That's good.
Really good.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe gave us a really solid one of these.
Well, come on.
You know.
I did today and beat the hammer.
All right, yeah, we'll hear that coming up at the end here. This week, we got on Monday a little bit of Chuck from Mount Airy versus Seth Joyner.
Oh, my God.
Battling. Like, great stuff. This is just a piece of it, obviously, but here's a little taste of Chuck versus Seth.
Yeah, that was something, man. That was
good. Really good.
That was unbelievable.
It really was great. Yeah, it was really good. All right, let's keep rolling. We've already heard this a fair amount of times this week, but when Jaws goes this hard, we're going to play it in Drive of the Week.
Yeah, that was...
No way.
That's crazy.
Wild, right?
I was stunned he said that.
All right, speaking of stunned that someone said something, Drop of the Year candidate here. We're talking about fingerprinting. Remember that. We're talking about the amount of people that have been fingerprinted throughout time. And this happened.
Fingered everyone since the 1800s, Joe.
Oh my God. It's even better on the re-air.
It's disastrous.
Everyone. All the people.
All inclusive.
It's the 1800s.
Someone's driving off the road right now.
Oh, that was really good, Joe. Thank you. Really, thank you for that.
The best was none of us could talk.
No.
We were just, like, stunned.
Well, I don't even know if something like that's supposed to even air. I mean, well, like, I don't know what the rules are on that one.
Well, it happened, so let's move on.
Call Joe. Not me. John,
it's all right. James. You know, you didn't curse or anything. Let's keep it rolling, if possible. Three more to get to. Freddie Mitchell just called you in the middle of the show, and you answered. First time I think that's ever happened in the history of our show.
That was good, though. I mean, that is
no, it was fun. I just
an effective way to get some content.
I agree.
You know,
it was it was great content from what I hear.
Oh yeah, it definitely caused a stir. Speaking of causing a stir, you think you know a guy, right? I mean, we've known Ben Davis.
Oh my God.
For years, he's been a part of our show since the inception of this group in the morning show, and yet it turns out the man's name isn't Ben Davis.
That's wild, man.
I know, right?
That is just
who'd have thunk it all this time?
I don't know what to say. It's weird.
We all just have to agree to consistently call him Mark when he's on the air.
He doesn't look like Mark.
No.
He's Ben. All right, last one. Because, as I said, what happens with the Hammer today is a clear indicator of what's going to happen with the Eagles this weekend. Yeah. So let's play the Hammer win one more time. I love that this right here. That
well, every once in a while, someone falls into that trap. They'll do the
Did it fall? Very similar.
I don't know how you do that. You're really good at.
Yeah, like the quick, you know,
it's
really
like George Thorogood in Bad to the Bone.
You're right.
He can do it. And I always, growing up, I kept trying. Like, I would sit there for hours. Like, I can't get it that fast. You've got the speed, man.
I got a lot of talent, John.
I don't agree with that.
You've got
the speed in this one aspect when you say words.
Oh,
this is
man.
One area.
All right, so it's got to be the fingerprinting, right?
Without a doubt. Like, send it to the drop of the year right now. It's already in.
You can win it. No.
All right, and with that said, drop of the week. Let's shut it down. There's nothing to shut.
We don't I thought
there might be a close. No close. Seltzer, get on the ball, man.
We've never had a close.
Now it's Seltzer's fault.
Produce this show.
We've done this segment for like 8 years, and we've never had a close.
All right, time's yours up ahead. More calls as well. Plus, end of the show. We'll get you ready for the postseason with how it sounded through a special regular season. Maryland Mike's montage of the tremendous regular season. We'll close the showdown with that. If you haven't heard it, trust me, you'll want to hear it. It's spectacular. Phone calls on all these topics. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
Whether you fill your bet slip with or without parlays, BetMGM official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers, invites you to be part of the action this hoop season. So grab the rock, Sixers fans, because it's never been easier to join BetMGM's new and improved app. Register with BetMGM now. Get instant access to a ton of b-ball betting options, including player props, live betting, and the best daily promotions in the business. Spend time down the short? No problem. You can use the same account across all states. So why not head over to BetMGM.com today to check out the current offers? Because when basketball fans join BetMGM, every dish is more daring and every swish a little sweeter. So trust the process, Philly, and boldly take the court with the sportsbook born in Vegas. Brought to you by American Airlines. Eagles will practice again at the Link this afternoon as they're getting set for their wild card matchup at the Link Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. 4:30, Notre Dame beat Penn State 27-24, advancing to the national championship game. Lions All-American defensive end Abdul Carter from Philadelphia declaring for the NFL draft this morning, where he is expected to go quite early. This winter, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Costa Rica and Barbados. Book your flight today at AA.com. Weather brought to you by MHS Lift, mostly cloudy, high 38. It's currently 25. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
I'm going to give you an incredible fact. You're hearing NFL football music right there. I'm going to give you a fact that shocked me and explains why the Baltimore Ravens, as we broadcast from Borgata today, why the Baltimore Ravens have better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Eagles. Now, I don't think they should, but I saw something yesterday from Adam Schefter that was stunning. So Schefter put out, there are 14 NFL teams that are still eligible to win the Super Bowl in the playoffs. And Schefter put out the scoring differential of those 14 teams in games against playoff teams this year. So the only games that count for this purpose is when one of these teams played a playoff team. Okay. Now, obviously, different, you know, teams play different amount of games. Some might have played four games versus playoff teams. Some might have played eight, nine. Like, so, okay, there's variance there. But consider this reality. Houston has the worst differential in points against a playoff team, minus 66. Then the Chargers minus 35, Washington minus 30, Pittsburgh minus 30, Rams minus 16, Green Bay minus 15, Buffalo minus 15, which is interesting.
Wow.
Must have gotten smoked by someone. Minnesota minus 3, Denver plus 3, Kansas City plus 4, Tampa Bay plus 26, the Eagles plus 29, Detroit plus 36, Baltimore plus 112.
Wow.
And not Joe, the Eagles.
Just to your point about games, I knew you were going with Baltimore somehow here. I just counted they played 10 games against playoff teams this year. So that's baloney is my point.
Right. So that helps you when you have that many games in a stat like this. Like not so,
so the Ravens
much.
Smoked the Bills. There, that helps with what you're talking about there. They beat them 35-10, so that probably at least for part of that.
But stunning.
Stunning. Stunning.
Everybody else is plus 36 or lower. Baltimore is plus 112.
That is absolutely stunning.
Right? That's bonkers.
Especially because they lost to the Eagles and Chiefs. Like, they had losses against playoff teams, too.
Yeah,
so what matters more? How much you beat playoff teams by or the fact that you actually lost to playoff teams?
Well, that's the
teams.
Thing. They don't have home field
it
advantage.
It matters that you lost.
I know.
We are in better shape than they are throughout this playoffs. Now, we will, for the championship of our conference, we're going to have to go on the road.
Right.
But we're in better shape, and we're a better team. And we proved it on the scoreboard against that team not too long ago.
I know.
Which is why it's crazy
and for
that
what,
everyone instantly just assumes the Ravens are going all the way.
For what it's worth, to looking at their schedule, it really, really is the beneficiary of them beating the Bills 35-10, beating the Broncos 41-10, and then they had a 17-point win over the Steelers 1 week. So they had three huge wins. Everything else was closer.
All right, let's get you ready for the weekend with the Got It Door and Window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big winter sale. through the month of January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. Obviously, this weekend, Sixers and Flyers in action, as they always are in the winter months. And so, too, is one more college football game, which is tonight, Texas and Ohio State. Winner will play Notre Dame. But the big card is the NFL, and you guys know the deal. You know all the games, and the big one from our standpoint, Eagles and Packers on Sunday. All right, let's get a call in here before time's yours. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
I got an argument. Dave. First of all, I'm picking the Eagles to win by six.
Okay.
They're going to have a big lead, and then there'll be a late touchdown, and then the Eagles will win by, like, five or six.
Okay.
So my question is, what makes a Hall of Fame running back? Because Saquon has over 2,000 yards. And I got in an argument with somebody yesterday about him not being guaranteed a Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's not even close.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not even. Now, Dave, he could turn it up, but he'd have to do it for another good 3 to 5 years.
He's pretty off track.
I was like, the Giants killed his career so bad with their offensive line that he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame unless he has 3 or 4 great years.
Yeah, he's got a shot, but he's really coming from a hole.
Especially because Derrick Henry from his generation is a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my argument was Fred Taylor has over 11,000 yards, but he's not a Hall of Fame running back.
So I thought Fred Taylor,
Frank Gore is another one of those, like, he's like fourth all time. Yeah.
I thought Bettis and Curtis Martin were two of the weaker ones, but they made it, I mean, we'll see, but he's got a lot of work to do to get
Bettis
there.
Weaker than Martin, I would say.
Yes.
100%. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's all I needed to, that's all I really wanted to talk about.
No problem. Dave, give me an answer here for the best answer, the best character ever from a TV show that was a side character.
Well, he's known as a goofy character, but he had a complex character development because there were times when he had to be serious. Carlton Banks.
Yeah, no, Carlton's a good answer.
That's a good one.
So anyone, real quick, and we got to make this quick because we got a lot to get to. Is everybody from Game of Thrones a side character, or is someone like Jon Snow too major? It was a big ensemble.
It's a great
cast.
Question.
They're all side.
Yeah, I think they're
characters.
All side, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think Daenerys, maybe, but.
Yeah, no, like, I would say Jon Snow would be a more main character.
I think Jon Snow and Daenerys.
I didn't take a Game of Thrones character would be because
two.
Of that.
And Tyrion, I thought, were the three main. I thought those
yeah,
were
I
the three
I think it's
main.
And then,
I think you could argue they're all
Cersei's
side.
Up there, too.
You could argue
this,
every
could
world
argue
is
way,
so
honestly.
Massive. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
They're all side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a possible.
It's tough.
All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? By the way, some of those answers, if they were eligible, could have been Tyrion's.
Yeah.
Well, so I did. I was going to say, not that I could win, but I was going to say Arya Stark, but then I wasn't sure if she was technically a main character or not.
Yeah, I mean, she's on that.
I would never vote for her.
I was going to pick one, but I'd have to watch it first.
You should watch it regardless.
And Omar from The Wire should have been said today.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
All right, Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who wins Sunday? John, you know it would be overwhelming Eagles. How overwhelming is it?
81%.
Reggie White's first number with the Eagles was his
90?
His one, first number was 91.
I thought 91 was his second.
No, 92.
92.
Yeah. Yeah, 92 was his classic, but 91 year one.
Are you
all
sure?
Right. Yeah.
100%.
Yep. Okay. Yep, that's Reggie. All right, real quick, LeSean McCoy, two different numbers. What were they?
29 and 26?
25.
Or 25.
29 and 25. 25. John Kruk, three numbers. What were they?
99?
Well, nine.
No, that was Mitch.
Nine.
9, 11, and 29 for the Krucker. I don't know why.
Of
course he
right.
had to have three.
I mean, what is up with that guy? Three
it's
numbers.
It's Kruk.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is after time's yours, we're going to give you a montage of the tremendous regular season as a way to get you ready for the postseason. If you haven't heard this, stay tuned. It's special. I am certain that you will enjoy it. That's coming up in the next couple minutes. Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get Exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Another chapter in Joe DiCamera's sad story to do his own laundry. What a coincidence that he wears shrunken Pee Wee Herman capri jeans to work. Congrats on the win today, Hammer, but you still got a ways to go. Time's Yours.
I don't know. John was exaggerating.
Shrunken?
They're not.
They are.
They're pretty short.
They are shrunken.
They're what we lovingly refer to as floods.
Oh, no.
Because your legs are not exceedingly long.
They must have shrunk in the thing. They were fine initially.
The regular season is behind us. Barkley's quest to break the rushing record is behind us. The road to the Super Bowl lies ahead. The Birds defense will show Jordan no love, just pain. The offensive line will choose, as Landon Dickerson said, violence. The Pack will not be back. The Birds will on you to the Super Bowl. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I love it.
Strong.
Fly. Yeah. He's got a New York accent, that guy, man. He's a
great
caller.
That's Joe in Jersey. Love him.
He's great.
I got your back on this one, DiCamera. 100% in agreement with the fingerprints. In fact, in light of this recent winter storm, they say no two snowflakes are alike. Have they gone through every single snowflake that's ever landed on the Earth, put it under a microscope, and compared it to the previous one? No. Have they gotten everybody's fingerprints? You are absolutely right on this one, DiCamera. In fact, the consensus a long time ago was the Earth was flat. Sorry, Kyrie. It's real.
Yeah. Victory. No, you're right. You're right for the right reasons.
There's got to be some overlap somewhere.
But it's exactly.
The odds are just impossible.
And one of my frustrations is people say it with no proof. That guy's right. There's no proof.
People just say it's impossible that there would be. We don't know until everyone in the history of time has been fingerprinted, and then we can compare.
Which is impossible.
And and we'll never do that.
All right. With that said, the time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
It's crazy that identical twins have different fingerprints, though. It's crazy.
Should tell you something, shouldn't it?
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. What are you trying to say there, James?
They sound silly is what I'm saying.
Correct.
Here's my point. It is possible it's true, but I hate that people say it that it is true when they can't prove it.
I think
they have enough evidence that they can.
But they don't. They didn't do Julius Caesar.
So I didn't even realize that this was the point you were trying to make in that drop until just now. I was a little distracted with the fingering talk. But it's not a great point, Joe.
The what?
You went there.
I wasn't expecting that.
I went there inadvertently. You went
the fingerprinting talk.
Fingering is appropriate to say. Like when I was growing up playing the saxophone, you would talk about fingerings all the time.
Yeah, well, that's right. We'll see if it wins drop of the year.
I just want to make it clear, me and James will be the only one who won't be using that.
That is correct. I will not be saying
All right, real quick, before the montage of the regular season, we got to come up with a winning answer. And let's do this quickly for best side character ever from a show, TV
Let's just go Norton. Come on. At this point, right?
Giving it to you, Joe.
Okay, Jimmy, you get to
give it to
him. We
just got three votes.
There are other people
We just got
who
three
vote.
Votes. Me, Rhea, and Joe. It's over.
Boom. That's it. Five.
They got five callers. Yeah. You called up and said it.
Yeah. All right. With that said, we're getting ready for the postseason, and let's get you ready for it by way of what a special regular season it's been or was. As heard here on WIP, Marilyn Mike, let's relive the journey that's not over yet.
We're going to need a mountain.
A tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Damn.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown. Touchdown! 67 yards. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurst into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A win was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown, Saquon Barkley! 65-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Oh, turn out the lights on the Saints.
The Bucs 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod. Wide open. Smith, 30, 25, 20. Touchdown, Devontae Smith.
Hello.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. Did you guys think it was loud? No? Do you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley. Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40. On his feet at the 20. He's done it again. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks two tackles. Three. He's at the 40. And he carries three Giants to the 49-yard line.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeJean.
What a play by the rookie Cooper DeJean.
Hand off to Moss, and he won't go. They smacked him in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown, the bomb. Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saves the game. Hurt sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown! Dallas got him. Touchdown! Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. Eagles are now 7-2. Back goes Daniels. He's being chased. He's being hit. He's sacked inside the 30. Josh Sweat got him.
Sweaty.
Barkley across the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
He's unbelievable.
Daniels goes back. He lets it fly. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Blankenship. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40. The 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards. Effort. Here comes the rush. He's hit. BG. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, that's it. Tore my tricep, man.
How hard was it to play with the elbow before this final injury?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. And I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley needs 30 yards to set the record. Barkley. First down.
And more.
Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles all-time single-season rushing record.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy LaShawn, Shady McCoy. Listen, super special shout-out to my boy Saquon Barkley. Also to the offensive line for breaking my single-season Eagles franchise record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football. Firing. And it's back down. Eagles win.
Slay.
What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying. And I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, apologizing to my guys.
BG, just being BG is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurst looks, fires complete. AJ Brown in the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask AJ Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passing.
His head hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. AJ Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle. It's intercepted. Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40.
He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
As the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record. Not bad.
Well, not bad at all. Special regular season and four more wins to win it all. One, hopefully on Sunday, and I think the Birds will get it. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks for listening to us from Borgata today. Joe and Hugh are up next. The two words you need to know, go Birds!
Brought to you by Window Nation, just 2 days away from the Eagles' wild card matchup with the Green Bay Packers at the Link, where the Eagles will practice again this afternoon. Penn State Nittany Lions All-American defensive end Abdul Carter from Philadelphia declaring for the NFL draft this morning. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus you could get zero interest for 2 years. Book your consult now, 866-90NATION or windownation.com. Mostly cloudy, high 38, currently 26. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.